National Volunteer Week in Canada is April 16 to 22. In recognition of this week, Aurelia Matters is shining the spotlight on local volunteers who make a difference in their community. If you would like to become a volunteer, contact information Aurelia. Ted Markle, a finalist for the 2022 Aurelia Citizen of the Year Award, is passionate about volunteering. I think we all have a need for roots, and we have those through real, active participation in the life of a community, he said. Markle chaired the Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, board from 2016 to 2019, volunteers for the Mariposa Folk Foundation, and spearheaded the Braystone Winter Classic, which raised $100,000 for the Simcoe Muskoka Regional Cancer Center in 2022. The pond hockey tournament was inspired by Markle's brother, Jeff, who died of cancer. Volunteering and deciding where to volunteer are a combination of personal interest and opportunity, he said. It's important for those that are looking for volunteer opportunities to try and find what fits in terms of time commitment, aspirations, and where they think they can make meaningful contributions. There's a bit of trial and error, and there's nothing wrong with that. Markle covered the Mariposa Folk Festival as a young reporter, so when he moved back to Aurelia, it was only natural to contribute to what is an outstanding organization, he said. Mariposa is a case study of the impact that volunteering can have. One employee and 500 volunteers, who make such a difference in Aurelia and area and music in Canada. Chris Hazel, manager of the Mariposa Folk Foundation, said Markle has made a significant contribution to the iconic event. Ted brings boundless enthusiasm, sage wisdom, and terrible puns to the Mariposa Folk Foundation, Hazel said with a chuckle. His experience in the media world has helped to modernize the festival's approach to promotions, and Ted's forward-thinking approach has helped to mold the Mariposa Folk Foundation's new 5-year strategic plan. He described Markle as an incredible asset to the organization. Markle shrugged off Hazel's praise but said people like Hazel make volunteering worthwhile. Chris is a pleasure to work with such a positive energy. That makes a real difference, when you are a volunteer, to work with such a kind and generous person, he said. Markle's grandmother was one of the founding members of the Stephen Leacock Museum, while his uncle was a longtime contributor to and supporter of OMAH, so it made sense the museum was where Markle next put his skills to use. I was fortunate enough to work with Ted Duncan and other outstanding volunteers there, and we were able to bring OMAH from a time of turbulence to the strong position it is in today, he said. He encourages others to find a way to volunteer. For people who are thinking about volunteering, the contribution that can be made to the board of a nonprofit is so critical. When a board works well and is truly focused on helping the organization flourish, it makes all the difference, he said. When you truly participate in the life of a community, you're working to preserve the treasures and some of the traditions, and working to set expectations for the kind of future you want to see. Volunteering is a way of doing exactly that.